धन्य भाग सेवा का अवसर पाया पाया, धन्य भाग सेवा का अवसर पाया, चरण कमल की धूल बना मैं मोक्ष द्वार तक आया, धन्य भाग सेवा का अवसर पाया।
ऑफरिंग माई मोस्ट हम्बल प्रणाम सेट भगवान लोटस फीट। रिवर्ड elders, sisters and brothers, Sairam to all of you. We, the students and staff of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences and the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital at Whitefield, have gathered here to offer our gratitude at Bhagwan's lotus feet on the occasion of the 18th anniversary of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences. We are eternally grateful to you, Bhagwan, for bestowing upon us this magnificent building at Whitefield, and more importantly, the opportunity to serve therein. We have here a cross-section of staff. We have doctors, we have nurses, we have technicians, we have staff from the engineering department, from the administration, managers. So we have each of these groups of staff wanting to offer their gratitude to you, Bhagwan, in the form of songs. And these will be interspersed with sharing of experiences by some of them. Traditionally, we've always celebrated our anniversary, hospital's anniversary, by offering to you cake and a card that we usually make. So this year too, we will now be offering a cake and card to Bhagwan. Before I invite our director, Dr. Sundaresh, to present the annual report, we would now be offering our annual newsletter, Mano Hriday, as well as the biannual newsletter, the first edition of the biannual newsletter by our counseling department. Thank you. request our director, Dr. Sundaresh, to present the annual report. Sairam.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering my pranams at the divine lotus feet of Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Respected members of the Shri Satya Sai Central Trust, Honorable Chancellor of the Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, elders, your brothers and sisters of the Sai family, invitees, members of the staff and their families, I am blessed with this opportunity to have presented the annual report and the newsletter in the form of Manohruday at Bhagavan's lotus feet. Swami, I seek your continued blessing on this temple of healing to serve the patients who need this kind of a health care. The healthcare professionals are blessed to be given an opportunity to serve in this healthcare mission of Bhagavan. This, to my knowledge, is the most well-conceived, executed, and functioning mission ever known to mankind. Bhagavan, in his divine benevolence and concern for humanity, has put this into place and is continuing to facilitate this unique healthcare delivery system. What is unique? It's a healthcare mission which offers healthcare with love, compassion, and delivered free of cost to all those who need it without any distinction made on caste, creed, religion, or financial status. The healthcare mission has thrived for over 6 decades now and has expanded in its service offered to patients requiring care in most super speciality departments and general specialties as well. The additional feature of this healthcare system is the follow-up care of patients, which hardly any other system pays attention to. This is implemented in the form of the Sai Rehab program and the telemedicine program across the country. The contribution of the Satya Sai Seva organizations of India and international have to be mentioned here for their support in this healthcare mission of Bhagwan Baba. Despite its existence for more than 6 decades, many a question is asked about how this enormous mission is sustaining itself even after the Mahasamadhi of Bhagavan. And the fact that it is thriving is sometimes looked with awe and other times looked with a lot of doubt. Most often it is referring to the financial sustainability of these 5 healthcare institutions, the 2 super speciality hospitals, the 2 general hospitals, and the mobile hospital. There is more to it than just the money. There is no force on this earth that can stop this divine mission that has been willed to serve humanity for eternity. The annual expenditure of healthcare institutions amounting to approximately 83 crores in the last year comes from the interest earned out of the corpus fund, accumulated over years from voluntary contributions of devotees of Bhagavan Baba. From all over the world, and we continue to receive fresh donations without having to solicit these donations in any manner. The hidden factor here in the continued thriving of this healthcare mission is the dedicated human resource that Bhagavan has blessed us with. We are blessed to be working in these institutions. During the first anniversary of the hospital at Whitefield in 2002, Swami has mentioned that this hospital will be known to the world by the unity of its staff. I am blessed to be working in an environment of dedicated, selfless service. Healthcare delivery is a group effort by professionals consisting of doctors, nurses, technicians, administrators, and other paramedics. The unique feature of this healthcare mission is the large volunteer group at the various levels who come and serve from across the country with dedication and expecting no return. In the process of setting up this unique healthcare mission, Bhagavan has given us certain directives and how these institutions should be functioning. In his own words, I quote, "Always decisions should help the patients. Patients first, institution next, all other considerations after that. The institutional goal will be service always first and later training. Because we are a well-equipped hospital with very good ethical medical practice, so this is a very good environment for training, to train people, and research helps to find treatment for unsolved medical problems to cut down the cost of treatment in countries like India." That was the goal set, unquote, by Swami. These institutions were conceived and put into place for eternity by Bhagavan himself. Directing the operation from conception to implementation. In this process, a lot of manpower issues were also addressed. Several of the current staff of the Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield, have had the opportunity of interacting with him at various stages of his implementation. And Bhagavan, in his inimitable way of touching the heart and souls of individuals, has touched these people, and these are continuing to work with us from the time it was implemented. Bhagavan in his infinite grace not only founded these temples of learning but chose the people to take care of it as well. The list of employees and volunteers whose life has been touched by Swami and are working in this hospital is too long to be recalled in this report for paucity of time. The ensuing program will highlight some of this. Now, after the Mahasamadhi, he continues to shower his grace by revealing his constant presence in this hospital by way of vibhuti manifestations in the director's office and in Bhagavan's room at the hospital. There is a continuous flow of vibhuti. This has been a source of renewed inspiration and dedication to all our staff and the devotees. This has also facilitated a large volume of work. It's interesting to note the volume of work that goes on in this hospital. Essentially started as a cardiac sciences and neurosciences department, in this hospital in 2016 was added the general specialties. The Department of Cardiology has seen 49,980 outpatients. The Neurosurgery Department has seen 37,081 patients. And the Neurology Department has seen 13,745 patients. If you look at the cumulative statistics from the time of inception in 2001, 14,15,000 patients have been treated at this hospital in the outpatient setting. In addition to this, we have had 17,175 telemedicine consultations. And the SRP program, the Sai Rehabilitation Program, have an undocumented number of patients who have benefited from that. In the cardiology department, which is a very busy interventional cardiology department, we have performed in the year 2018 1,708 diagnostic catheterizations, 2,370 interventions, and 119 pacemakers. The cumulative statistics of this catheterization procedures is 63,402 procedures from the time it was started in 2001. In the surgical field, the cardiac surgeries have 1,241, neurosurgeries 1,830, and a total of 3,071 operations have been performed in 2018. The well-equipped laboratory in the diagnostic center of the radiology have supported these aspects of treatment extremely well. And in the year 2018, 9,32,390 tests have been done in the laboratory. And in radiology, we have had a number of 49,275 imaging studies done in 2018. In 2016, the addition of the General Hospital has added a lot of life to the Satya Sai Institute of Biomedical Sciences at Whitefield. And overall, we have seen about 11,848 patients in 2018, out of which general medicine is the largest with 34,952. And the gynecology department has seen 16,852. And the general surgery department has seen 11,002 patients. We've had a total number of operations. Admissions to the wards in general medicine have been 67. And in gynecology, the daycare surgeries have been 171. We've had 197 deliveries, a total of about 759 inpatients, and about 119 cesarean sections and 218 gynecological operations. A total of 2,039 operations have been done in the general surgical specialties. To put a commercial value to this may not be appropriate, but I will leave it to the imagination of the people who are listening to do that. Dear Swami, every direction I move in is an impression of your footstep. Every decision I take happens under your guiding light. Every challenge I conquer is a result of the confidence you instilled in me. Every success I achieve comes with the learning you bestowed upon me. Every dream I realize is an inspiration from you. Every smile I wear is the magic of your compassionate charm. Every tear that twinkles in my eyes is a reminder that you are in my heart. Swami, what is it that draws us close to you there is something special in your love. Jai Sai Ram.
Among the singers of this song were two cardiologists, a cardiac anesthesiologist, and a cardiac surgeon. Usually, these are people who listen to the heartbeats of people, and here they are praying to Bhagwan to listen to the strokes of their hearts, which say, "Sai, we love you." We now have a budding cardiac surgeon, Dr. Anagha. She is in her fifth year of training in DNB in cardiac surgery. Dr. Anagha will now share her experiences with us.
Om Shri Sai Ram, I offer my humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan. I thank you all and God for giving me this opportunity to share my experience with God and how I have been influenced by this institute. I am fortunate and blessed to have been born in a family where my great-grandparents are disciples of a great guru. My family revered them, and before starting any work, we would seek their blessings. I took a leaf from them, and whatever I am today is the manifestations of their blessings. I believe God dwells in everyone's heart, and it is our responsibility to recognize Him and communicate with Him. Even Baba showed this with a very simple incident when one of the doctors, who was known to be quite short-tempered with some patients, went to Baba to seek his blessings. And Baba very sweetly told him, "I will come and meet you as your patient." Since that day onwards, he could never lose his temper in front of any of the patients, because he realized that any of the patients could be Baba himself. And hence, Baba changed him and conveyed such a big message with one simple sentence: to see God in every soul and to treat every soul as God himself. I decided to be a doctor when I was probably in class 7, as I believed treating illness is the best way to serve the world beyond the boundaries of caste, creed, religion, and nationality, which divides the humanity today. In my first year of MBBS, my inner self just knew that I was meant to be a cardiac surgeon. My interest and invitation to join the Sai family came through a very dear friend who is a Sai student in 2014. He enlightened me to the very existence of this direct 6-year course in cardiac surgery in this institute. And even at the counseling, God unraveled his miracles to offer me this seat in this prestigious institute. And thus, on June 28, 2014, I stepped foot for the first time into the Sanctum Sanctorum, which was more like a temple and not even one bit close to any of the hospitals in the world. In the last 4 years, my association with the Sai family has cords entwined to the depth of my heart, mind, and soul. Even today, when I stand in front of all of you, the magnitude and the diversity with which this institute functions with benevolence leaves me in awe, making us doctors a minuscule in Baba's vision to put forth this institute in the service of the common man and use us, the doctors, as an instrument in his divine hands to deliver the love, care, and good health to the ones in need and the ones who cannot afford. This institute stands as a model for our entire country, not only as a hospital, but as a role model of purity, humanity, and divinity, which every institute should strive to be. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. As I understand, after coming here means togetherness is both divine and beautiful. This togetherness of the Sai family, connected with the cords of love and reverberation of divinity, has made wonders possible not only in the field of healthcare, but also in education and social upliftment. Because of my upbringing, I found the connection with Baba quite familiar, like it always existed, and I just had to acknowledge it. His teachings of love and service were simple and easy to assimilate, and laid the platform on which I started serving the patients. Baba, being with us now beyond the physical form today, has his divine spirit reverberating all over the world, and he guides all of us to give our best with empathy. I feel when we all think in unison to do a good deed, God intertwines us and ensures the success of the program. This togetherness is Baba's true nature and his strength. The act of togetherness has different facets in our institute. The first starts with the guardian angel of the patient in a small hut, in a small village, probably in a small town in our vast nation, who shows them the ray of hope to good health without the financial burden at the Sai Institute. This boosts the patient to gather their courage and resources to set foot on this pilgrimage to seek the prasadam of healthcare without the financial burden. Where we practice imparting wholesome and quality healthcare free of cost for both the rich of the richest and the poor of the poorest, all alike. Once they reach here, they are guided around by the Godmen, the people who do selfless deeds in this hospital and make a difference in the lives of the people they touch. This has really touched my heart. The anonymous divine helping hands in the form of the Sevadal, their humble nature, helping attitudes to go one step beyond the norms to make a difference has changed my whole concept of service to mankind is truly the service to God. As instruments in his script, we doctors come into the scene as the ultimate healthcare providers, backed up by umpteen number of people in various departments, right from the laundry or the CSSD, up to the electricians and the plumbers, every single member of this family playing their role perfectly backstage to put up the final act at the theatre by our efforts. The presence of Bhagwan is felt every day by us when we cardiac surgeons see that arrested heart start to beat as if it is blessed with the divine, with a new life. It is also felt by the cardiologists and the other doctors when they see the blue baby turn pink, like it is blessed with a new life. Hence, all the members of the Sai family, like flowers, play their part to make a beautiful garland. And to top it all comes the nursing staff and the counseling staff who go to the depth of healthcare, giving not only physical but also emotional care, touching their hearts to better their lives in very little ways than just to impart the fragrance to this garland. The fountainhead of happiness is felt when our dear patients who come back to us after a few months all hale and healthy and share with us their happiness, thanking one and all for their care and love that they received, which they helped them to get back their life and do the things which they never imagined that they could do again. As a little bud, a student of this divine family, I learn every day and imbibe within me these beautiful qualities of love, faith, compassion, dedication, humble attitude with empathy, and the togetherness of this family, which I shall continue to spread to the world and transform every soul I touch to make our world a more divine place worth living in. Now, the nurses who play such a major role in caregiving and imparting health to our patients, who are the true strength of our hospital, I invite them to present to Baba with a song, Om Shri Sai Ram.
Alivodi shushrusha cheyan Abhishekam Seyo Guru Enne Ange Thai Maatu Guru Abhishekam Seyo Guru Enne Ange Thai Maatu Guru கதனங்கள் திங்கிய மனசுகளில் சாந்த்வனமே குமாய் கிருபையே கணே அபிஷேகம் செய்யோ குரு என்னே அங்கே தாய் மாட்டோ குரு அபிஷேகம் செய்யோ
After that song in Malayalam by our technicians and nurses, we have one of the nurses sharing her experiences with us. We have with us Sister Premlata, who's been a sister in charge for quite a few years now. She's been with us for the last 18 years. And before joining us, she was working in a corporate hospital. At that time, if there was one thing she was clear about, it was that she did not want to join our hospital. But Swami had different plans for her. Let's now listen to Sister Premlata. Saira.
My humble pranams at the lotus feet of Sai Ma, Sai Ram. Actually, I'm the person who's not interested and not to come. I have decided not to come to hospital. But Swami's plan was different. So my all friends from other institutions where I was working, they wanted to join here, and at the same time they forced me also to join. I told them, no, I won't. But 100 reasons I had not to join, but Swami had one reason to pull me, because I'm his sparrow. Just he pulled me. I have come, it is not my choice, just it's purely Bhagavan's choice. He has chosen me. Today I am standing here because of that. In 1998, I got a first call, that is my one of a friend. She brought Swami's vibhuti and photo and she gave me to me. I refused to take. I told, I'm not interested. Again, in 2001, Swami's hospital started. My friends, when they were joining, That time also they told me, you come, come, because we are all trained together. So because of that bondage, they wanted me to join with them, but I refused. After a few days, my other friends and colleagues, why you are not going? Just you try, you just see, we'll see like that. And I told them, okay, but CV prepared by one of other friend, and at the same time that was submitted to the hospital by another friend. After a few days, they were asking me, have you got a call? But one fine day, I got a call from hospital. Tomorrow is interview, please come. The next day, again I had a doubt to come or not to come. Anyway, you have got a call, no? Just go and attend the interview and come, we'll see, like that my friends told. Told, okay. Came, attended the interview. After giving interview, just I got up from the chair, the person who was taking an interview, he told me, just wait outside. He has finished the interview for other people. Then he came straight to me and he took me directly to the HR department and he told the HR manager to give an appointment letter to me. I was confused, but I received the letter. Again, I seeing that letter to join or not to join. That was my dilemma. But again, I happened to join. I have joined. That was my first, he started the care. Again, I was not believing him. Whenever he is coming for darshan, I was not going for darshan. My adult, all friends, they used to run for darshan morning, evening. But I was not going. First year hospital anniversary, just I was standing in a corner, Swami straight away he came to me. And just, he was very near to me, he looked at my eyes. It was direct eye to eye contact. And he asked me from his eyes only, what? At the same time, I also told him nothing. Just he went up with a beautiful smile. Still I remember that smile. Afterwards, almost 3 years I have taken. 2004, Swami started to come in my dream. Several times he came. I asked him, why are you coming? Just he told me that he is doing everything for me. But I asked him, what is the proof? You are doing everything for me. Swami, he proved it. For God, it is not necessary to prove, but he has, for my sake, he has proved that he is doing everything for me. Then the day I gave a place in my heart and my altar. So, the next step, one day I was not well. I had a severe stomach pain. So I went to emergency department. They have done ultrasound scan. They have found a renal calculus. They told I have to undergo for surgery. Posted for surgery. But I told Swami, I don't want to get operated. I will take only vibhuti and water. You do something. Then before taking for surgery, they wanted to do one more scan. They took me to the scanning department. They had done a scan. Stone was not there. They had not found the stone. So he listened to me. The one more instant, I had strong feeling in my mind. I have not received the vibhuti from Swami's direct from his hand. I met an accident 4 years back. One Sevadal came to see me and he told me that while giving vibhuti, see, this vibhuti is given by Swami. This is manifested vibhuti. And he applied to my leg. So again he fulfilled my wish. Not only me, even he is taking care of my sons also. I have got 2 sons. My younger son, he got admission to the Alike. He was studying. Elder one also had a wish to go to Alike school for his 11th class. So we have got an application, applied here, attended the interview and came back. He had Swami's darshan and sambhashan in his dream. One early morning, Swami was sitting on his bed and Swami asked him, you are packing over. Then he asked Swami to where to go. He told to Alike. Then Swami told Swami, I have not received any letter. Then Swami told, already have sent. My son replied, Swami, that you have sent for my brother, not to me. But Swami told him, for you also have sent, you get up and pack. So that early morning, my son was just, he was jumping from the bed and he came, called me and told, Ma, Swami came. So again, not only to me, even my sons also he is taking care. Just till today, he is showering his love. He is proving every moment he is there with me. He is doing everything for me. He is staying in my heart. Always I want him to be with me. Now, my sisters are going to sing a song for Swami on his love. Sai Ram.
Before this song, in a tribute to Swami's abundant love and grace, and to the care shown by our doctors and nurses, we have the very first patient of our hospital, who has come all the way from Bombay, Mumbai, to offer his gratitude to Bhagwan. He will be accompanied by Dr. Dash, the head of the department cardiology, who has been treating him. Sri Neelakantha is just 84 years young and he is fit enough to come and offer his gratitude to Bhagwan.
You
This song was presented by our office executives and the academics team. We had Dr. Ranagha, who's been with us for 5 years, Sister Premalata, who's known Swami for the last 18 years. We now have another member from the academics team, the warden of the students' hostel, Srimati Sai Meera. She's known Bhagwan for 58 years now. Her parents and grandparents have been fortunate to have seen Swami in his 30s. So we will now hear from Srimati Sai Meera. Sai Ram.
ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್. ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರ ದಿವ್ಯ ಚರಣ ಕಮಲಗಳಿಗೆ ಕೋಟಿ ಕೋಟಿ ಪ್ರಣಾಮಗಳು. ಇಲ್ಲಿ ನೆರೆದಿರುವ ಸದ್ಭಕ್ತರಿಗೂ ಸಾಯಿ ಸದಸ್ಯರಿಗೂ ಸಪ್ರೇಮ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್. 18ನೇ ವರ್ಷದ ವಾರ್ಷಿಕೋತ್ಸವವನ್ನು ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರ ದಿವ್ಯ ಸನ್ನಿಧಿಯಲ್ಲಿಯೇ ಸಂಭ್ರಮದಿಂದ ನಾವು ಆಚರಿಸುತ್ತಿದ್ದೇವೆ. ಹಾಗೆಯೇ 18 ವರ್ಷಗಳು ನಮ್ಮ ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರ ಆಸ್ಪತ್ರೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಕೆಲಸ ಮಾಡುವ ಸೌಭಾಗ್ಯ ಲಭಿಸಿತು ಎಂಬ ಸಂತೃಪ್ತಿ ನಮ್ಮ ಹೃದಯದಲ್ಲಿ ತುಂಬಿದೆ. ನಮ್ಮ ಜೀವನವಿಡೀ ಸೇವೆಯನ್ನು ಮಾಡುತ್ತಾ ನಮ್ಮ ಜನ್ಮವನ್ನು ಸಾರ್ಥಕ ಮಾಡಿಕೊಳ್ಳಬೇಕು. ಅದಕ್ಕೆ ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರ ಕೃಪೆ ಯಾವಾಗಲೂ ಇರಬೇಕೆಂದು ಪ್ರಾರ್ಥಿಸುತ್ತೇನೆ. ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಎಲ್ಲರಿಗೂ ತಮ್ಮದೇ ಆದ ದಿವ್ಯ ಅನುಭವಗಳು ಪಡೆದಿದ್ದಾರೆ. ಅರ್ಲಿ 1950s ಇದೇ ಪುಟ್ಟಪರ್ತಿಯ ಪಾತ ಮಂದಿರಂನಲ್ಲಿ ನಮ್ಮ ಮಾತಾಪಿತೃಗಳು, ಪೇರೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪೇರೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಮೊಟ್ಟ ಮೊದಲನೇದಾಗಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರ ಬಳಿ ಬಂದು ದರ್ಶನ, ಸ್ಪರ್ಶನ, ಸಂಭಾಷಣ, ಪಾದ ಪೂಜೆ, ಈ ರೀತಿ ಅನೇಕ ವಿಧವಾದ ದಿವ್ಯ ಅನುಭವಗಳನ್ನು ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರೊಂದಿಗೆ ಪಡೆದ ಭಾಗ್ಯಶಾಲಿಗಳು. ಒಮ್ಮೆ ಅವರು ಪಂಢರಪುರಕ್ಕೆ ತೀರ್ಥಯಾತ್ರೆಗೆ ಹೋಗ್ತಾರೆ. ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಸೈಕ್ಲೋನ್ ಇದ್ದ ಕಾರಣ ಚಂದ್ರಭಾಗ ನದಿ ಉಕ್ಕಿ ಹರಿತಾ ಇರುತ್ತೆ, ಪಾಂಡುರಂಗನ ದರ್ಶನ ಮಾಡಕ್ಕೆ ಸಾಧ್ಯ ಆಗೋದಿಲ್ಲ. ನಿರಾಶರಾಗಿ ಪುಟ್ಟಪರ್ತಿಗೆ ಬರ್ತಾರೆ. ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರು ಇದೇ ಸ್ಥಳದಲ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರೇಮದಿಂದ ಮಾತನಾಡಿಸಿ ಪಾಂಡುರಂಗನ ದರ್ಶನ ಚೇಸ್ಕೋಲೇದಾ ಅಂತ ಕೇಳಿ ಕರುಣಾಂತರಂಗನಾದ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ಪಾಂಡುರಂಗನ ದರ್ಶನವನ್ನು ನಮ್ಮ ಪೇರೆಂಟ್ಸ್ಗೆ, ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪೇರೆಂಟ್ಸ್ಗೆ ಅನುಗ್ರಹಿಸಿದ್ರು. ಹಾಗೆಯೇ 1960s ದಸರಾ ಸಂದರ್ಭದಲ್ಲಿ ಪಿಲ್ಲಲ ಕಾರ್ಯಕ್ರಮ. ಆಗಿನ ಕಾಲದಲ್ಲಿ ಬಾಲವೀಕ ಶೈಲ ಇರಲಿಲ್ಲ. ಕುಟುಂಬದ ವ್ಯಕ್ತಿಗಳು ತಮ್ಮ ಮಕ್ಕಳನ್ನು ಕರೆದುಕೊಂಡು ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರ ಮುಂದೆ ಸಾಂಸ್ಕೃತಿಕ ಕಾರ್ಯಕ್ರಮಗಳನ್ನು ಮಾಡುವಂತಹ ಅವಕಾಶ ಇರ್ತಾ ಇತ್ತು. ಅಂಥ ಸಮಯದಲ್ಲಿ ನಮ್ಮ ಹಿರಿಯ ಸಹೋದರಿಯವರು, ಅಣ್ಣ ಇವರೆಲ್ಲ ಬಂದು ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರ ಮುಂದೆ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತೆ ಶ್ಲೋಕಗಳು, ಕಲ್ಚರಲ್ ಪ್ರೋಗ್ರಾಮ್ಸ್ನ ಮಾಡಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರ ಸ್ವಹಸ್ತದಿಂದಲೇ ಬಹುಮಾನವನ್ನು ಪಡೀತಾ ಇದ್ರು. ಇದನ್ನೆಲ್ಲ ನೋಡಿದಾಗ ನಾವು ಕೂಡ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಹತ್ರ ಹೋಗಬೇಕು, ಯಾವುದಾದ್ರೂ ಒಂದು ಅವಕಾಶ ಪಡೀಬೇಕು, ಅವ್ರ ಹತ್ರ ಬಹುಮಾನ ಪಡೀಬೇಕು, ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯ ಸಾಮೀಪ್ಯ ಬೇಕು ಅಂತ ಒಂದು ಆ ಚಿಕ್ಕ ಮನಸ್ಸಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಆಶಯ ಉಂಟಾಗ್ತಾ ಇತ್ತು. 1970s ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರು ಶ್ರೀ ಸತ್ಯಸಾಯಿ ಆರ್ಗನೈಸೇಷನ್ ಮೂಲಕ ಬಾಲ ವಿಕಾಸ ಶುರು ಮಾಡಿದಂಥ ಸಮಯದಲ್ಲಿ ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ಕಲ್ಮಲಾ ಪದ್ಮನಾಭನ್ ಹಾಗೂ ಗೀತಾ ಮೋಹನ್ ರಾಮು ನನಗೆ ಬಾಲ ವಿಕಾಸದ ಗುರುಗಳಾಗಿದ್ದರು. ಮೌಲ್ಯಗಳು, ಕ್ರಮಶಿಕ್ಷಣ, ಶಿಸ್ತು, ಸಂಯಮ ಇದನ್ನೆಲ್ಲ ಅವರು ನಮಗೆ ಮಾರ್ಗದರ್ಶನ ಮಾಡಿದ್ರು. ಅದೇ ಸಮಯದಲ್ಲಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರ ಮುಂದೆ ಹಾಡುವಂತಹ, ಭಜನೆ ಹಾಡುವಂತಹ, ಸಾಂಸ್ಕೃತಿಕ ಕಾರ್ಯಕ್ರಮಗಳನ್ನು ಮಾಡುವಂತಹ ಅವಕಾಶಗಳು ಲಭಿಸಿತು. ಹಾಗೆಯೇ ಮುಂದೆ ಬಾಲ ವಿಕಾಸದ ಗುರುವಾಗಿ ಸೇವೆಯನ್ನು ಸಲ್ಲಿಸುವಂತಹ ಸಮಯದಲ್ಲಿ 1990 ಹಿಲ್ವ್ಯೂ ಸ್ಟೇಡಿಯಂನಲ್ಲಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರು ಉದ್ಘೋಷಣೆ ಮಾಡ್ತಾರೆ, ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಭವ್ಯವಾದ ಸುಸಜ್ಜಿತವಾದ ಸೂಪರ್ ಸ್ಪೆಷಾಲಿಟಿ ಹಾಸ್ಪಿಟಲ್ ಶುರು ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದೇನೆ ಮುಂದಿನ ವರ್ಷ ಅಂತ. ಒಂದು ವರ್ಷದಲ್ಲಿ ದೊಡ್ಡ ಹಾಸ್ಪಿಟಲ್ ಮಾಡ್ತಾರೆ ಅನ್ನೋದನ್ನ ನಮಗೆ ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನ್ ಮಾಡ್ಕೊಳ್ಳೋಕ್ಕೂ ಕೂಡ ಕಷ್ಟ ಆಗಿತ್ತು. ಬರುವ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ವರ್ಷದಲ್ಲಿ ನೋಡಿದಾಗ ಬೃಹದ್ದಾದ ದೊಡ್ಡ ಹಾಸ್ಪಿಟಲ್ ಅನ್ನು ನೋಡಿ ನಮಗೆ ನಿಜವಾಗ್ಲೂ ತುಂಬಾ ಸಂತೋಷ ಆಯಿತು. ವಿತ್ ಪರ್ಮಿಷನ್ ನಾವು ಒಂದು ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಗ್ರೂಪ್ ಹಾಸ್ಪಿಟಲ್ ವಿಸಿಟ್ಗೆ ಆವಾಗ ಒಳಗಡೆ ಹೋದ್ವಿ. ಆ ದೊಡ್ಡ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ಹಾಲ್ನ ನೋಡ್ಬಿಟ್ಟು, ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಇಷ್ಟು ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿರೋ ಹಾಸ್ಪಿಟಲ್ ಎಲ್ಲರಿಗೋಸ್ಕರ ಕಟ್ಸಿದ್ದಾರೆ, ಎಲ್ಲರಿಗೂ ಶುಶ್ರೂಷೆ ನಡೆಯುತ್ತೆ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಿ ತುಂಬಾ ಸಂತೋಷ ಆಯಿತು. ಹಾಗೆ ವಿಸಿಟ್ನ ಮುಂದುವರೆಸ್ತಾ ಡಯಟ್ರಿ ಡಿಪಾರ್ಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಕಡೆ ಬಂದಾಗ ಒಂದು ಮಹಿಳೆ, ಸೇವಾದಳ ಮಹಿಳೆಯವರು ವೆಜಿಟೇಬಲ್ನ ಕಟ್ ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದ್ರು. ಕೆಲವು ಕ್ಷಣಗಳು ಅಲ್ಲಿ ನಿಂತು ಈ ಮಹಿಳೆ ಎಷ್ಟು ಅದೃಷ್ಟ ಪಡೆದಿದ್ದಾಳೆ, ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರ ಹಾಸ್ಪಿಟಲ್ನಲ್ಲಿ ಸೇವೆ ಮಾಡುವಂತಹ ಭಾಗ್ಯ ಸಿಕ್ಕಿದೆ ಅಂತ ನನಗೆ ಅನ್ನಿಸ್ತು. ಇಂಥ ಹಾಸ್ಪಿಟಲ್ ಬಂದಿದೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಅಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರಿಗೆ ಧನ್ಯವಾದ ತಿಳಿಸಿದೆ. ಇನ್ನು 2009 ವರ್ಷದಲ್ಲಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರ ಈ ದಿವ್ಯ ಭವ್ಯವಾದ ಬೆಂಗಳೂರಿನ ಶ್ರೀ ಸತ್ಯಸಾಯಿ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಯುರ್ ಮೆಡಿಕಲ್ ಸೈನ್ಸಸ್ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ನನಗೆ ಡಯಟ್ರಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಕಿಚನ್ ಮ್ಯಾನೇಜರ್ ಆಗಿ ಹುದ್ದೆ ಸಿಕ್ಕಿದ್ದು ನನಗೆ ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರ ಅಪಾರ ಕರುಣೆಯಿಂದ. ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರೇ ಸ್ವಹಸ್ತದಿಂದ ಡಯಟ್ರಿ ಡಿಪಾರ್ಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ನ ಉದ್ಘಾಟನೆ ಮಾಡಿ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಮಾಡಿದಂತಹ ಫುಡ್ನ ಟೇಸ್ಟ್ ಮಾಡಿದ್ರು. ರೋಗಿಗಳಿಗೆ ಬರೀ ಶುಶ್ರೂಷೆ ಅಲ್ಲದೆ ಔಷಧ ಜೊತೆಗೆ ಬ್ಯಾಲೆನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಡಯಟ್ ಫುಡ್ ಕೂಡ ತುಂಬಾ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟು. ಅದನ್ನ ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ಮಾಡಬೇಕು ಅನ್ನೋ ಒಂದು ಉದ್ದೇಶದಿಂದ ಹಾಸ್ಪಿಟ್ಲು 19 January 2001 ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಮಾಡಿದ್ರೆ ಡಯಟ್ರಿ ಡಿಪಾರ್ಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ನ ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರು 21 December 2000 ಹಾಸ್ಪಿಟಲ್ ಓಪನ್ಗೆ ಮುಂಚೆನೆ ಡಯಟ್ರಿ ಡಿಪಾರ್ಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ನ ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರು ಉದ್ಘಾಟನೆ ಮಾಡಿದ್ರು. ವೈಯಿ ತಲ್ಲುಲ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಸಾಯಿ ತಲ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರೇಮ, ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರು ಸಾವಿರ ತಾಯಿಯ ಪ್ರೇಮವನ್ನ ಕೊಡ್ತಾರೆ. ಅನ್ಫಾರ್ಚುನೇಟ್ಲಿ 17th ಐ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಮೈ ಮದರ್. 21st ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಡಯಟ್ರಿಗೆ ಬಂದಾಗ ನಮಗೆಲ್ಲ ಆಶೀರ್ವಾದ ಮಾಡಿ ಐ ರಿಯಲಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ದ 1000 ಮದರ್ಸ್ ಲವ್ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಟೈಮ್. ಆ ಒಂದು ಡಯಟ್ರಿನಲ್ಲಿ ನೂರಾರು ಪೇಷಂಟ್ಸ್ಗೆ ನೀಟಾಗಿ ಸ್ವಚ್ಛವಾಗಿ ಸ್ವಾದಯುಕ್ತವಾದ ಬ್ಯಾಲೆನ್ಸ್ ಡಯಟ್ನ ಮಾಡುವಂತಹ ಅವಕಾಶಗಳು, ಹಾಗೆಯೇ ಸ್ಟಾಫ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೀನ್, ಜನರಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೀನಲ್ಲೂ ಕೂಡ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೀನ್ ಮ್ಯಾನೇಜ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ನೋಡ್ಕೊಳ್ಳುವಂತಹ ಅವಕಾಶ ಆಗ್ತಿರುವಂತಹ ಸಮಯದಲ್ಲಿ 2008 ಆ ಸಮಯದಲ್ಲಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರು ನರ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಮತ್ತು ಅಲೈಡ್ ಹೆಲ್ತ್ ಸೈನ್ಸಸ್ ಕಾಲೇಜ್ನ ನಮ್ಮ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಷನ್ನಲ್ಲಿ ಉದ್ಘಾಟನೆ ಮಾಡಿಸಿದ್ರು, ಪ್ರಾರಂಭ ಮಾಡಿಸಿದ್ರು. 4 years ನರ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ಕೋರ್ಸು ಮತ್ತು 3 years ಅಲೈಡ್ ಹೆಲ್ತ್ ಸೈನ್ಸಸ್ ಕೋರ್ಸಸ್ಸು ಉಚಿತವಾಗಿ ನಮ್ಮ ವಿಶ್ವದ ಯಾವುದೇ ಭಾಗದಲ್ಲಿ ಎಲ್ಲೂ ಇಲ್ಲ, ಕೇವಲ ಶ್ರೀ ಸತ್ಯಸಾಯಿ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಹೈಯರ್ ಮೆಡಿಕಲ್ ಸೈನ್ಸಸ್ ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಇಂತಹ ಕಾಲೇಜ್ನ ಶುರು ಮಾಡಿಸಿದ್ರು. ಅದರ ಜೊತೆಗೆ ಸುಸಜ್ಜಿತವಾದ ಒಂದು ಹಾಸ್ಟೆಲ್ನ ಕೂಡ ಬಿಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಕನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಟ್ ಆಯಿತು. ಆ ಸಮಯದಲ್ಲಿ ನನಗೆ ಒಂದು ಆದೇಶ ಬಂತು, ಹಾಸ್ಟೆಲ್ ವಾರ್ಡನ್ ಆಗಿ ನೀವು ಕೆಲಸವನ್ನು ಮುಂದುವರಿಸಬೇಕು ಅಂತ. ಇದೇ ಇಂಟರ್ವ್ಯೂ ರೂಮ್ನಲ್ಲಿ 2001 ಒಂದು ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರು ಇಂಟರ್ವ್ಯೂ ಕೊಟ್ಟಾಗ, ನಿಮಗೆಲ್ಲ ಪ್ರೇಮದ ಮಕ್ಕಳನ್ನ ಇಸ್ತಾನು, ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪುತ್ರರನ್ನ ಇಸ್ತಾನು, ಕಾಮಪುತ್ರರು ಕಾದು ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಿದ್ರು. ಆ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪುತ್ರಿಯರು ನಮ್ಮ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ಸ್, ಅವರನ್ನ ನೋಡಿಕೊಳ್ಳುವಂತಹ ಒಂದು ಜವಾಬ್ದಾರಿ, ದಟ್ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿಬಿಲಿಟಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನನಗೆ ಕೊಟ್ಟಿದ್ದಾರೆ. ಆ ಪ್ರೇಮವನ್ನ, ಅಷ್ಟೊಂದು ಪ್ರೇಮವನ್ನ ಸಾಯಿ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಮಾತ್ರವೇ ನಮಗೆ ಕೊಡಕ್ಕೆ ಸಾಧ್ಯ ಆಗತ್ತೆ. ಇಲ್ಲಿಯೂ ಕೂಡ ಶಿಸ್ತು ಸಂಯಮ, ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರು ಅನಂತಪುರ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಿ ನಿಲಯಂ ಹೀಗೆ ಬೃಂದಾವನ ಎಲ್ಲಾ ವಿದ್ಯಾರ್ಥಿಗಳನ್ನ ತಮ್ಮ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪುತ್ರರು ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಿ ತುಂಬಾ ಪ್ರೇಮದಿಂದ ಅವರಿಗೆ ಎಲ್ಲ ಮೌಲ್ಯಗಳನ್ನ, ಬೇರೆ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ತರ ಅಲ್ಲ ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ಸು, ಅವರಲ್ಲಿ ಒಂದು ಭಿನ್ನತೆ ಇದೆ, ಬೇರೆ ನರ್ಸ್ಗಳ ತರ ಅಲ್ಲ ನಮ್ಮ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನರ್ಸ್ಗಳು, ಅವರಲ್ಲಿ ಒಂದು ಪ್ರೇಮ ಕರುಣೆ ಕಾರುಣ್ಯ ಇವೆಲ್ಲ ತುಂಬಿದೆ, ಅವರು ನಗು ಅವರ ಶುಶ್ರೂಷೆ ಮಾಡುವ ರೀತಿ ಭಿನ್ನವಾಗಿದೆ. ಇದನ್ನ ಒಂದು ಅವರೊಟ್ಟಿಗೆ ಇದ್ದು ಮಾಡುವಂತಹ ಒಂದು ಕೆಲಸ ನನಗೆ ಕೊಟ್ಟಿರೋದಕ್ಕೆ ನನಗೆ ತುಂಬಾ ಸಂತೋಷ ಆಗ್ತದೆ. ಅಷ್ಟೇ ಅಲ್ಲದೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರ ಹಾಸ್ಪಿಟಲ್ನಲ್ಲಿ ಎಲ್ಲರೂ ಒಂದು ಕುಟುಂಬದ ಹಾಗೆ ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಂದು ಧಾರ್ಮಿಕ ಕಾರ್ಯಗಳು ಆಲ್ ಫಂಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್, ಪರ್ತಿಯಾತ್ರೆ ಆಗಿರಬಹುದು, ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರ ಬರ್ತ್ಡೇ ಆಗಿರಬಹುದು, ಸ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಮೀಟ್ ಆಗಿರಬಹುದು, ಎಲ್ಲರೂ ಕಲಿತು ಮಾಡ್ತಿರ್ತೇವೆ. ಅಂತ ಸಮಯದಲ್ಲಿ ನಾವು ಬರೀ ಈಗ ಅಟ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂತ್ ಈಸ್ 210 11th ಬ್ಯಾಚ್ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ. ಇವರಿಗೆ ಹಲವಾರು ಸ್ಕಿಲ್ಸ್ ಇಂದ ನಾವು ಹಿರಿಯರ ಹತ್ರ ನಾವು ಗೈಡೆನ್ಸ್ ತಗೊಂತಾ ಇರ್ತೇವೆ. ಯಾವ ರೀತಿ ನ್ಯೂ ಜನರೇಷನ್ ನ ಇನ್ನೂ ಚೆನ್ನಾಗಿ ಅವರಿಗೆ ಹೇಳಿಕೊಟ್ಟು ಅವರಿಗೆ ಮನದಟ್ಟು ಮಾಡಿಸ್ಬೇಕು ಅಂತ, ಈ ರೀತಿಯ ಸ್ಕಿಲ್ಸ್ ನ ಕೂಡ ಅವರಿಗೆ ಇಂಪ್ಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ ಮಾಡಿ ಅವರ ಸ್ಟಡೀಸ್ ನ ಮುಂದುವರಿಸಿಕೊಂಡು ಮುಂದೆ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶುಶ್ರೂಷೆಗೆ ನರ್ಸ್ಗಳಾಗಿ ಅವರು ಸೇವೆನ ಸಲ್ಲಿಸಬೇಕು. ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರ ಸಂಸ್ಥೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಉಪಕರಣಗಳಾಗಿ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೂಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಗಿ ಅವರು ಆಗಬೇಕು. ಹಾಗೇನೆ ಇದನ್ನ ಮಾಡಬೇಕಾದ್ರೆ ನಮ್ಮ ಬಾಯಲ್ಲಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಾಮ ನಿರಂತರವಾಗಿರಬೇಕು. ಈ ನಾಮದಿಂದ ಮಾತ್ರನೇ ನಾವು ಸಂತೋಷವಾಗಿ ಆನಂದವಾಗಿ ಕೆಲಸವನ್ನು ಮಾಡಕ್ಕೆ ಖಂಡಿತ ಸಾಧ್ಯ. ಬಾಬಾ ಎಂದರೆ ಆನಂದ. ಈಗ ನಮ್ಮ ಸಹೋದರರು ಆ ದಿವ್ಯ ನಾಮದ ಆನಂದ ಎಷ್ಟಿದೆ ಅಂತ ವರ್ಣಿಸ್ತಾರೆ. ಆ ಆನಂದದಿಂದ ನಾವು ಅನುಭವಿಸಿ ಆನಂದವನ್ನು ಎಲ್ರಿಗೂ ಹಂಚುವ ಕೆಲಸ ನಮ್ಮ ಕೈಯಿಂದ ಮಾಡಿಸ್ಲಿ ಅಂತ ಮತ್ತೊಮ್ಮೆ ನಾನು ಸ್ವಾಮಿಯವರ ಹತ್ರ ಭಕ್ತಿಯಿಂದ ಕೇಳ್ಕೊಳ್ತೇನೆ. ಜೈ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್.
ಭಕ್ತಿಯ ಗೆದ್ದವ ಬಾಬಾ, ವಿರಕ್ತಿಯ ರೂಪವೇ ಬಾಬಾ, ರಕ್ತಿಯ ಗೆದ್ದವ ಬಾಬಾ, ವಿರಕ್ತಿಯ ರೂಪವೇ ಬಾಬಾ, ಮುಕ್ತಿಯ ಮಾರ್ಗದಿ ಮುಂದಕ್ಕೆ ನಡೆಸಿ ಶಕ್ತಿಯ ನೀಡುವ ಸ್ಫೂರ್ತಿಯೇ ಬಾಬಾ. ಬಾಬಾ ಎಂದರೆ ಆನಂದ, ಭಕ್ತರ ಹಾಡಿದ ಮಕರಂದ, ಬಾಬಾ ಎನ್ನುತ್ತ ಬಳಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಕರೆದು ನೆಮ್ಮದಿ ನೀಡುವ ಒಲವಿಂದ, ಬಾಬಾ ಎಂದರೆ ಆನಂದ, ಭಕ್ತರ ಹಾಡಿದ ಮಕರಂದ.
After that song in Kannada by the brothers from our engineering department, we have one person from the support services speaking to us. After hearing from the previous speakers, it is becoming increasingly clear that this is not just a job. It is something that connects us to Bhagwan, and it's not just a one-way connection. It's a two-way connection, as we will soon understand. We have telephone operator Sri Hari Gopal, who will be speaking to us now. Let's listen to how Baba said hello to Hari Gopal, sir.
ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಸಾಯಿರಾಮ್. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಬಾಬಾವಾರಿ ದಿವ್ಯ ಚರಣಮಲಕು ನಾ ಹೃದಯಪೂರ್ವಕ ನಮಸ್ಸುಮಾಂಜಲಿ.
ಚಿತ್ತ ಚೋರ ಯಶೋದ ಕೇವಾ ನವನೀತ ಚೋರ ಗೋಪ.
ಸ್ವಾಮಿ, ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೈ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಭಜನ್ ಐ ಲಿಸನ್ ಟಿಲ್ ದೆನ್. ಅಂತವರೆಕು ಕೂಡ ನಾಕು ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಗುರಿಚಿ ಏಮೀ ತಿಳಿಯದು. 72 ಸಂವತ್ಸರಂಲೋ ಆ ಭಜನ ವಿನ್ನ ತರುವಾತ అప్పటికి నాకు 11 సంవత్సరాలు. ఆ భజన ద్వారానే నా హృదయంలో ఆ భజన ముద్ర వేసి నా జీవితం ప్రారంభమైంది. అప్పటి నుంచి 72 నుంచి 77 వరకు మా కుటుంబంలో అందరూ ప్రతి భజనకి అటెండ్ అవుతుండేవారు. 77లో నా మొట్టమొదటిసారి నేను పుట్టపర్తి వచ్చి స్వామి దర్శనం చేసుకున్నాను. అప్పుడు అనిపించింది అక్కడ ఇక్కడ క్రమశిక్షణ, ఆ నిశ్శబ్ద వాతావరణం నా మనస్సును పూర్తిగా ఆకట్టుకుంది. అప్పుడు డిసైడ్ చేసుకున్నాను, చేస్తే ఇక స్వామివారి సన్నిధిలో ఏదైనా సేవ చేసుకున్న భాగ్యాన్ని కలగజేస్తే బాగుంటుంది అని అనుకున్నాను. కానీ అప్పటికింకా నా వయసు ఉద్యోగం చేసే వయసు కాదు. సో 82 సంవత్సరంలో నేను ఏదో చిన్న చిన్న ఉద్యోగాలు చేస్తూ ఉండేవాణ్ణి. కానీ నా మనసులో మటుకు ఎప్పటికైనా సరే స్వామివారి సంస్థలలో ఉద్యోగం చేసుకోవాలని అని మనసులో ఉండిపోయినది. ఆ కోరిక నాకు 2000 సంవత్సరంలో, అంటే 18 నేను వెయిట్ చేయవలసి వచ్చింది స్వామి సంస్థలో. నాకు బెంగళూరులో స్వామి హాస్పిటల్లో ఉద్యోగ అవకాశాలు ఉన్నాయని తెలిసి నేను అప్లై చేశాను. ఇంటర్వ్యూకి పిలిచారు, ఇంటర్వ్యూ అయింది. కానీ ఇంటర్వ్యూలో వాళ్ళు హెచ్ఆర్ డిపార్ట్మెంట్ వాళ్ళు చెప్పారు, మీ ఇక్కడ ఒక టెలిఫోన్ ఆపరేటర్ పోస్ట్ మాత్రమే ఉన్నది, మీరు చేయగలరా అంటే ఏదో స్వామివారి దాంట్లో చేరాలని ఉత్సాహం కొద్ది సరే అనేశాను. కానీ నాకు అప్పటికి నాకు కన్నడలో ఒక్క బొక్క కూడా రాదు. నేను చేయవలసిన ఉద్యోగం బెంగళూరులో కన్నడలో మాట్లాడవలసి వస్తుంది. కానీ అది స్వామివారి సంకల్పం అనుకుంటాను. బికాస్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ చూసింగ్ ద జాబ్, స్వామి ఈజ్ గివెన్ మీ ద జాబ్ బికాస్ ఐ డిజైర్ టు వర్క్ అండ్ హీమ్. స్వామి సంకల్పించుకున్నారు. సో అప్పుడు అనుకున్నాను, బట్ స్వామి విల్ నాట్ సీరియస్, స్వామి ఎప్పుడు సామర్థ్యం చూడరు, మనిషి యొక్క నైపుణ్యత చూస్తారు. స్వామి విల్ సీ ద నాట్ ఈ విల్ నాట్ సీ ద కెపబిలిటీ, హీ విల్ సీ ద కెపాసిటీ ఆఫ్ ద పర్సన్. సో అప్పుడు అనుకున్నాను, సరే ఎలాగైనా ఉద్యోగంలో ప్రవేశించాం కాబట్టి స్వామివారు అనుగ్రహించారు కాబట్టి ఇది నా యొక్క వంతు, నేను నా ధర్మాన్ని నిర్వర్తించాలి అని అక్కడ ఉద్యోగం స్టార్ట్ చేశాను. చేసి అప్పుడు రెండు షిఫ్ట్లు ఉండేవి. ఒక మా కొలీగ్ ఒకళ్ళు ఉండేవారు, మార్నింగ్ 8 to 4 ఉండేవాళ్ళు, నేను ఈవినింగ్ 4 to 8 చేసేవాడిని. కానీ రెండు షిఫ్ట్లో పనిచేసేవాడిని, ఎందుకంటే నేను కన్నడ రాదు, కన్నడ నేర్చుకోవాలని పొద్దున్నీ అక్కడ కూర్చొని వాళ్ళు ఎలా కన్వర్స్ చేస్తున్నారో పేషెంట్స్తో అని అది నేర్చుకొని కొద్ది కాలంలోనే నేను కన్నడలో కన్వర్స్ చేయగలిగాను పేషెంట్స్ తోటి. అలా కొన్నాళ్ళు జరిగింది. జరిగిన తర్వాత అది 2004 స్వామివారు బెంగళూరులో ఉన్నారు. బెంగళూరులో ఉండగా ఒకరోజు మా కొంచెం డిస్టర్బ్ మైండ్ అంటే పూర్తిగా ఏదో వరీస్ చికాకు దాంతో డ్యూటీలో ఉన్నాను. డ్యూటీకి వెళ్ళాను. మాకు సెకండ్ షిఫ్ట్ 1 to 9 ఉండేది, 7:30 to 8 మాకు భోజన సమయం. సో భోజనానికి వెళ్ళి ఇంటికి భోజనం చేసి వచ్చాను. కానీ అన్యమనస్కంగా ఉంది నా మనసు, ఫుల్లీ డిస్టర్బ్డ్ మైండ్. ఐ కేమ్ ఫర్ డ్యూటీ. దెన్ అట్ 8:30 PM 8:30 ఒక కాల్ వచ్చింది. ఒక కాల్ వచ్చింది కాబట్టి మేము మా డ్యూటీ చేసే విధానంలో గుడ్ ఈవినింగ్ సాయిరామ్ అని అంట మామూలుగా అన్నాను. అంటే అవతల సైడ్ నుంచి ఏం రిప్లై లేదు. సరే నేను చెప్పింది అతనికి వినిపించలేదో వాళ్ళకేమో వినిపించలేదో అనుకుని తిరిగి రిపీట్ చేశాను, గుడ్ ఈవినింగ్ సాయిరామ్. దెన్ ఫ్రమ్ అదర్ సైడ్ అక్కడి నుంచి ఒక వాయిస్ వచ్చింది, డోంట్ వరీ. నాకేం అర్థం అవ్వలేదు. అయితే బికాస్ హాస్పిటల్ కాబట్టి అది ఎవరైనా పేషెంట్ కనుకొని అగైన్ ఐ ఆస్క్డ్ టు హోమ్ యూ వాంట్ మీ టు కరెక్ట్. దెన్ ఫ్రమ్ అదర్ సైడ్ ఇట్ ద వాయిస్ కేమ్, ఐఎమ్ టాకింగ్ టు యూ. స్వామివారు చెప్పిందంటే నేను నీతోటే మాట్లాడుతున్నాను. ఇంకా మరి నాకు అప్పుడు ఏం మాట్లాడడం మాటలు రాలేదు. మళ్ళీ అక్కడి నుంచే మాట వచ్చింది, డోంట్ వరీ, ఐ విల్ టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ యూ, యూ డూ యువర్ డ్యూటీ. అక్కడి నుంచి సమాధానం వచ్చింది ఏంటంటే నీ డ్యూటీ నీవు చెయ్యి, నీ చింతనంతా నేను చూసుకుంటాను. అప్పటి నుండి ఇప్పటి వరకు నాకు ఏ చింతన లేదు స్వామి చింతన తప్ప. స్వామి బికాస్ ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ డిసైర్స్ బికాస్ స్వామి ఈజ్ గివెన్ టు ఎవ్రీథింగ్. స్వామి ఈజ్ గివెన్ వెల్త్, హెల్త్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. సో స్వామి నాకు అన్ని ఐశ్వర్యాలు ఆనందం అంతా ఇచ్చారు. ఇంకా స్వామిని ఏమీ కోరుకునేది లేదు. కానీ మై లాస్ట్ ప్రేయర్ టు హిమ్, స్వామి గివ్ మీ ద స్ట్రెంగ్త్ టు గ్లో యువర్ సాంగ్స్ భజన్స్ టిల్ మై లాస్ట్ బ్రెత్. స్వామిని కోరుకునేది ఏమీ లేదు. స్వామి ఆఖరి క్షణం వరకు నీ యొక్క కీర్తనలు చేసుకునే భాగ్యాన్ని ప్రసాదించు స్వామి. సాయిరామ్.
ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ ఫర్ ఎ డివోటీ గాడ్ ఈస్ జస్ట్ ఎ ప్రేయర్ అవే. For Sri Hari Gopal, the telephone operator, Swami was just a phone call away. We will now have a song by the staff from the admin and the managers.
Ah. సగేదు ఓదాచుచుందువు ఉపశమనము సగేవు ఓదాచుచుందువు జాడ్యముల పాపి జనులనెల్లా దీవించుటే నీదు దివ్య లీలా నీదు దివ్య లీలా 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 వారికి కూడా పెద్ద ఆసుపత్రిలో ఉచితముగా వైద్యము సముచితముగా సమకూచి వేదనల తొలగించి ఆదరించి వేదనల తొలగించి ఆదరించి చికిత్సను సగేవు విచికిత్స లేదా
నిసరి పగారి నీరమ పగారి నిమప సాని పగారి సా
వ్యాపార రీతిలో వ్యవహరించుట కాదు రోగులకు దయతో సుఖయోగమునగూచి వ్యాపార రీతిలో వ్యవహరించుట కాదు రోగులకు దయతో సుఖయోగమునగూచి చిరాయువును కలిగించి చిదానందములికించి చిరాయువును కలిగించి చిదానందములికించి కాపాడుచుందువు కరుణతోడ కాపాడుచుందువు కరుణతోడ దివ్య లీలా నీదు దివ్య లీలా నీదు దివ్య లీలా పల్లెలకు వైద్య సదుపాయములు కలిగించి పల్లెలకు వైద్య సదుపాయములు కలిగించి అందరికీ స్వస్థతను అందించు అందరికీ స్వస్థతను అందించు సరిగా సరిగా మగసనిగా మపద మపద నిరమగస ధనముతో దొరకనిది మనసుతో ఇచ్చునది ధనముతో దొరకనిది మనసుతో ఇచ్చునది ఆరోగ్య పెన్నిది నీ వందించు సన్నిధి ఆరోగ్య పెన్నిది నీ వందించు సన్నిధి దివ్య లీలా నీదు దివ్య లీలా 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 దివ్య లీలా నీదు దివ్య లీలా
We have had different groups of staff present their offering of gratitude to you, O Bhagwan. But it takes all of us to work together for the hospital to function effectively. And what is it that unites all of us? Let us listen in Bhagwan's own words.
ఇలాంటి బేబీగా ఉండేటువంటి హాస్పిటల్ ఇంత కీర్తిని ఇంత విఖ్యాతిని సాధించింది ఏంటంటే ఇందులో చేరినటువంటి యొక్క వైద్యులు, దానికి తగినటువంటి సహాయకారులైనటువంటి టెక్నీషియన్స్, దానికి సహాయకారులైనటువంటి నర్సెస్, దానికి సహాయకారులైనటువంటి వాలంటీర్స్, అందరి యొక్క చేరిక చేతనే ఇది ఇంత అభివృద్ధికి వచ్చింది.
Such a baby institution should come to the front earning reputation because of doctors, technicians, nurses and volunteers. The hand has 5 fingers.
ఈ 5 వేళ్లు కలిసినప్పుడు ఒక పనిని మనం సుఖంగా చేయగలం, కానీ ఒక్కొక్క వేలు ఏ మాత్రము చేయలేదు.
When all 5 fingers join, you can do anything, not separate.
అందరూ కూడా భక్తి శ్రద్ధలతో చేస్తున్నారు.
They have been serving with a devotion and sincerity.
ఎంతో అపేక్షతో patient ని కూడా చాలా ప్రీతితో చూస్తూ చేస్తున్నారు.
They have been taking every possible care of all the patients.
శ్రద్ధ ఉండటం చేతనే ఇంతవరకు చేస్తున్నారు.
ఇట్స్ ఆల్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది స్టెడ్ఫాస్ట్నెస్ అండ్ సిన్సెరిటీ.
అందరూ చాలా శ్రద్ధాభక్తులతో చేస్తుంటారు.
ఆల్ డూ విత్ ఆల్ సిన్సెరిటీ.
చాలా మంది ఇలాంటి హాస్పిటలే లేదు అని చెప్పి అనుకుంటారు. నా ఉద్దేశం అంటే ఇలాంటి డాక్టర్స్ చిక్కటం చాలా కష్టం.
Many say that there are no hospital of this nature, but Swami says it is rather difficult to get
ilanti manchi doctors maaku chikkadam chethane ento mem vijayanni sadhisthu vastunnam.
Because we could have very good doctors, we could have all achievements.
Okka pushpam haram kaadu kada,
one flower cannot make a garland.
Aneka pushpalu cherinappude idi oka haranga tayaravutundi.
When many flowers join, it makes a garland.
Ee aneka pushpalu cherchadaniki edi aadharamu?
What is the basis to join
class? Adi daram aadharam.
It is the string, the thread.
Adi ee doctor santa oka chakkani sugandhamato cheyinatundi pushpam vanti varu.
Doctors are fragrant flowers.
వీళ్ళందరి యొక్క ఐకమత్యమును, అందరి సహకారమును, సానుభూతిని చేర్చేటువంటి యొక్క స్వామి దీని యొక్క థ్రెడ్.
స్వామి ఈజ్ ద థ్రెడ్ giving all the unity and help to the fragrant flowers, the doctors.
కానీ డాక్టర్స్ అనేటువంటి ప్రవర్శన లేకపోతే ఈ దారాన్ని ఎవరు దేవుని మెడలో వేయరు.
When there are no doctors, fragrant flowers, you don't put the string around
the doctor.
When there is no thread, you cannot make a garland with the flowers either.
కనుక ఈ రెండు కూడా ఒకదానికి ఒకటి సన్నిహిత సంబంధ బాంధవ్యంగా ఉంటుండాలి.
Therefore there is interdependence between the two.
అలాంటి ఐకమత్యం ఇక్కడ చేరటం చేతనే ఇంత విధమైనటువంటి విజయాన్ని సాధిస్తూ వస్తున్నాం.
బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ మైటీ యూనిటీ దట్ ఇట్ కుడ్ అచీవ్ ఆల్ సక్సెస్.
ఎంత జరుగుతుంది ఇది ఫ్రీగా హాస్పిటల్? ఇంత పెద్ద హాస్పిటల్
where do you find free treatments?
ఇంత పెద్ద ట్రీట్మెంట్స్ అంతా కూడా ఎట్లా ఫ్రీగా జరుగుతుండాలి?
హౌ కెన్ యూ గివ్ ఫ్రీ
ట్రీట్మెంట్?
మెనీ క్వశ్చన్ దట్ వే.
నా యొక్క ఆన్సర్ ఏమిటంటే డాక్టర్స్ స్వామి యొక్క ప్రేమ, వారి ప్రేమ, సన్నిహిత సంబంధం కావటమే దీనికి మూల కారణం.
స్వామి's answer is the love of the doctor and the love of Swami joined beautifully together.
ఏ ఒక్కటి ఉండినా కూడా ఇంత విజయాన్ని సాధించలేరు.
ఇఫ్ జస్ట్ వన్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇట్ కెన్ నెవర్ గివ్ సక్సెస్.
కనుక ఏ దేశమందైనా, ఏ కాలమందైనా, ఏ ఆసుపత్రి అయినా కూడా విజయాన్ని సాధించాలని, ఫ్రీగా మనం ట్రీట్మెంట్ చేయాలనుకుంటుంటే ప్రేమను పెంచుకోవాలి.
Therefore in any country whatsoever, at any point of time, in any hospital, to give free treatment, we should develop love. We should have faith in God.
దైవ విశ్వాసమే లేకపోతే మనం ఏ పని చేయలేం.
Without faith in God, you cannot do anything.
గరిగ సరి నిస నిసరి మప నిపమ గరిగ సరి నిస నీరని నిస గరిగ సరి నిస నిసరి మప నిపమ గరిగ సరి నిస నిసరి మప మప శరణమయా కరుణామయా నరిచేచితివి మా దైవమా శరణమయా చేర్చితివి మా దైవమా కరుణ స్వరూప భగవా
की बहती धारा ये प्रेम की बहती धारा मेरा साई प्रसन्न होगा मेरा साई प्रसन्न होगा दीन दुखियों से प्रेम करो मेरा साईं प्रसन्न होगा साईं मेरा मैं तेरा ये प्रेम की बहती धारा प्रेम की बहती धारा मेरा साई प्रसन्न होगा मेरा साई प्रसन्न होगा दीन दुखियों से प्रेम करो मेरा साईं प्रसन्न होगा
साईं नाम बोलो गोविंद नाम बोलो
साईं नाम बोलो गोविंद नाम बोलो
महादेव बोलो जय पांडुरंग 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 बोलो
साई नाम बोलो गोविंद नाम बोलो राम कृष्ण बोलो जय बुद्ध साईं बोलो
राम कृष्ण बोलो जय बुद्ध साईं बोलो
दो राष्ट्र महावीर यीशु साईं बोलो
दो
విఠలా హరే విఠలా
Narayana, 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 Naray సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం సంగతనాథ సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం సంగతనాథ సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం 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 సంగతనాథ సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం 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 సంగతనాథ సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం శివ 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 సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం హర 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 సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం ఓం శివ 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 సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం హర 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 సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం 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 సంగతనాథ సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం సంగతనాథ సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం 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 సంగతనాథ సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం 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 సంగతనాథ సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం 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 సంగతనాథ సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం ఓ సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం సంగతనాథ సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం 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 సంగతనాథ సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం సుబ్రహ్మణ్యం.
ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరి స్వామి సత్య సాయి హరే భక్త జన సంరక్షక భక్త జన సంరక్షక పతి మహేశ్వర ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరే శశి వదనాగ్రీర సర్వా ప్రాణపతి స్వామి సర్వా ప్రాణపతి ఆశ్రిత కల్పన దీప ఆశ్రిత కల్పన దీప ఆవతారవ ఓ జయ జగదీశ హరే గురుదైవం మరియంతయురీరే స్వామి మరియంతయురీరే నాథ బ్రహ్మ జగన్నాథ నాథ బ్రహ్మ జగన్నాథ నాగేంద్రాశయన ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరే ఓంకార రూప ఓ జయ శివసాయి మహాదేవ సత్య సాయి మహాదేవ మంగళహారతి అందుకో మంగళహారతి అందుకో మందరణీ ఓ జయ జగదీశ నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓ సత్యనారాయణ నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓ నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓ సత్యనారాయణ నారాయణ ఓ సత్యనారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం జయ సద్గురుదేవా నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్యనారాయణ నారాయణ 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 సత్యనారాయణ నారాయణ సత్యనారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం జయ సద్గురుదేవా నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్యనారాయణ నారాయణ 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 సత్యనారాయణ నారాయణ సత్యనారాయణ నారాయణ జయ సమస్తలోకా సుఖినో భవంతు స
సమస్త లోకా సుఖినో భవంతు. శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
జై బోలో భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్య సాయి బాబాజీ కీ.